Welcome to Life and Sirens, Behind and On the Scene, a podcast by first responders. We're your hosts, Sophie,
Jamie,
and Aubrey.
The content provided in this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and should not be considered medical advice. The views and opinions expressed by the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the official policies or positions of any medical institutions, emergency medical services, or healthcare organizations. Patient privacy is a top priority, and all discussions involving real-world emergency situations are de-identified and altered to ensure confidentiality. Always consult with a qualified healthcare professional or your local EMS protocols before making any decisions regarding patient care or medical practices. Listener discretion is advised, as some topics may include discussions of real-world emergency situations.
Welcome to another episode of Life and Sirens podcast. This one is very chill, very lighthearted, but after a few weeks of some big brain energy, we thought we owed it to ourselves and to you all. So on this episode, we will be doing Would You Rather EMS Reality.
Let's do it.
Would you rather, these are kind of funny, would you rather be stuck in an elevator with a patient with a GI bleed? Or stuck in an elevator with a patient who has bed bugs?
GI bleed every...
Oh, and it's not done.
Oh. Mm-mm.
And is yelling at you. That's what it says.
The bed bugs
bed
is
bugs
yelling?
And they're yelling, at you.
Oh, GI bleed. I have, like, no sense of smell. Give me the GI bleed.
Aubrey does have no sense of smell. Yeah.
Yeah, I picked the GI bleed, too.
It's kind of scary, though, because, like...
I can get away from it eventually.
Do you have blood?
But, like...
I got at least a liter of fluid in my bag.
Yeah. I mean, we might create just a washout situation, but...
I can say I did everything I could.
Yeah.
The yelling is really... The yelling is really what pushed me over the edge.
Yeah.
All right. Next question. Would you rather find out the call was recorded on a Ring camera or realize you left your body cam on in the bathroom? Some agencies have body cams, we don't, but like...
Ring camera's fine.
Yeah. I think so. I think you should all be okay with being on a Ring camera.
Yeah, because guess what you are?
I have said some funny things in people's ear. Like, getting the stretcher up, I'm like, oh, no, there's a Ring camera. And you're
oh, gosh. I have every single patient's Ring camera has captured me being like, you know, I can't go backwards upstairs.
Yeah.
That is, then they're probably like, what does this woman mean? And I'm like, my legs don't like to go backwards.
She cannot go backwards upstairs.
It's really upsetting.
It is rather challenging for her.
I would love to see all the funny things that gets
caught.
Would you rather go on a pediatric arrest where the parents are yelling or a nursing home arrest where no one knows the patient's name, who they are, when they got here, or if they're a DNR?
Well, that's just a regular code in a nursing home.
You're right. Yeah. That's kind of funny that it came
so
up in this one.
So I picked that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Me too. That's just every day. Would you rather have a partner who takes every patient refusal personally or a partner who tries to get a refusal on every patient?
Oh my God, I would rather have a partner that takes it personally.
I just want to know what that would look like. They would be like, you know, and I just don't understand why he hated me.
He didn't want to come with us.
I just, do we smell bad? Like, I don't get it.
Would you rather have a partner who won't stop talking or one who doesn't speak the entire shift? Like, not even once, even when you need them to.
Like, not one time?
Oh, no.
But nothing is medically wrong with them.
No, your patient or your partner just won't talk to you. Or they never stop talking. Those are your two options. But, like, it's really awkward to, like, you're
right.
Like, hey, can you grab the bag? And they just stare at you.
But do they hand me the bag?
I think they do. They perform all the tasks.
Okay. I pick them.
Yeah, I'm going to go with them.
I pick them.
I would. I do have a stipulation, though. I would like to know, are you mad at me?
That's fair.
If the answer is no, then we can work with
That's
it.
That's fair.
Yeah, if they can just, like, nod no.
I feel like that was a little scary, though.
It
would be terrifying. Especially if, like, they didn't even start the shift off being like, hello, I will not be speaking today, goodbye.
Yeah. You know? Oh, dude. This is especially personal to us right now, but... would you rather have to narrate every step of every call for the entire 24-hour shift, or... to have a high school student ride with you every shift for the rest of the year?
Oh, that's a hard one.
How long am I narrating?
Every shift for 24-hour shifts for the rest of the year.
Is it like, gosh, I need you to start an IV now? Or
I'm
is
going
it
to
like
start an IV. I'm going to take the cap every step of every call it says.
Oh, every
high
step
school student.
Of every call. Yeah, give me a high school
what
student.
Happens to me if I mess up and don't do it? Do I get, like, eaten by sharks?
I don't know.
Like, what are the consequences
I think
here?
The patient dies.
I think you're reading into it too much.
I know, but, like, welcome to our brains.
We were, like, born out of the National Register.
That's what I'm saying. You're reading into it too much. Would you rather get toned out for a man down at a gas station or unknown medical at Waffle House, both at 2 a.m.?
Man down at a gas station.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a bystander filming your entire scene or have a supervisor that is silently watching from the corner that you don't know is there?
That one. You don't know is there.
Yeah, they're just I want
that one.
Okay. Just Wendy in the corner.
Yes, and I want at the end I want to see her, like, hiding behind a pillar and just be like, what are you doing?
Here's a side note.
It's wild.
If you work 24 hours in EMS and you do not wear socks when you sleep, you are a different type of animal.
I wear socks.
And I mean that.
And I don't at home, but I
One time.
This was, this about destroyed our partnership.
It did.
The story she's about to tell you.
I one time woke up for a call in the middle of the night and I had no socks on. And I was absolutely distraught thinking that I was going to have to put my little naked feet into my nasty work boots.
I would also be very upset with that.
I start panicking, doing circles around our bedroom, trying to find my socks that I have no idea why they're not on my feet. And I go up to Jame and I accost her.
Mind you, I am just trying to remember how to put on pants.
Oh, yeah. She's half asleep. And I'm like, where are my socks? Why are they not on my feet? Jame has no idea what I'm talking about.
She looks at me and she says, you have stolen my socks. Where did you put them? And I was like, what planet am I on? And she's like, you took my socks. Where are my socks? And I'm like, I didn't take your socks. And she's like, well, who else would have taken them off? I said, so in this scenario, you think that I wandered over to your little twin-sized bed, uncovered your Tootsie Toes, freaking snatchered your long ass halfway up the calf socks off your feet, then hid them just so I could do this at 3 in the morning?
That was the only thing that made any logical sense to me. Turns out, then I recalled the events leading up to bedtime. I had gotten bodily fluids on me, so I had to take a shower before nighttime. But I was so tired, because it was already like 1 in the morning, that I put on my shirt and my undies, and I plopped into bed, forgetting to put on my socks after my shower, which I've never once done before in my life.
It was a long shift, I guess.
It was. Apparently, I don't even remember. Like, this was so long ago. But I will never, that is the most panicked I have ever been.
I
had to proclaim my innocence.
It was guilty until proven innocent.
Until
that
she
night.
Found her ding dang socks. I was like, I have extra socks if you want them, which she thought was just an admission of guilt, but it wasn't.
Yeah, she was trying to cover up her crime. Would you rather intubate in a pitch black trailer with roaches or decompress a chest in front of the patient's entire family?
Oh, my God.
I think decompress.
In front of the entire family. Mm. You know what that looks like to a family? You just stab them. You just stab them in the chest.
Unless I'm a really good explainer.
You have no time. You have no time.
I have time.
They are.
Everyone turn around and face the wall. I'm fine with the intubation until you said roaches.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I don't want to be doing that.
I turn the lights off.
All right. Family time.
I think y'all have seen me do that.
We're going to decompress, but instead I tell them that it's time to pray. I say, bow your heads. I needle decompress the patient, and then I say, amen. And then they all raise their heads up, and nobody's none the wiser.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's a good move.
I also think
only
it could
work in the South, but a very good move.
I think you could also, like, sneakily, like, mid-axillary, and then, like, if you're kneeling on the ground with the patient.
Ooh.
That's true. That's true.
Also, it depends if your patient can scream or not.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I was really cool with the dark intubation because honestly, it's easier to do it the less light there is. Because
I turn the lights off.
Yeah, because then the only light you can see is their mouth hole, which is great.
Yeah.
And then you said roaches.
Yeah, I was fine with
roaches.
That. I was like, okay.
Right, so it's pitch really black and there's like a roach crawling on my head and I'm trying to.
You finally get
I'm
a
crying,
view of the cords and then
a
roach just shoots down there. Now you have an airway obstruction.
Oh my God, what kind of flying rascally
roach
is
this? What's the craziest
this?
Airway obstruction you've ever had?
I know. You went through a trend of, like, wild things stuck in people's tracheas.
Oh, yeah, guys. Yeah. The best thing that I've ever seen someone accidentally almost die on is a Sacagawea coin.
What?
Yeah. What? You guys know about this call.
I do not know about Sacagawea coin.
Sacagawea.
I was at another agency.
Oh, you have told us about this.
And they were just playing around.
I think I missed the Sacagawea part.
I didn't really have to do anything. Actually, my partner at that agency did the Heimlich maneuver, and it worked.
What?
I know. I've never seen it work.
The only time I have done the Heimlich maneuver. I've done the Heimlich maneuver 2 times.
I have, and it's never worked.
One was on a baby. Not like a baby, like a 5-year-old, and it did work. And I was actually just at a restaurant. Like, I was just a lay
person. Oh, my God. You were a layperson hero?
I was. And I only worked combo. And I was still, I believe, a basic.
And you were and on that high for weeks.
Well, I actually was just eating my food. And this kid was, like, coughing.
Please tell me you were at, like, a Cracker Barrel.
Did they do
and
something?
Then stopped coughing. I was in Georgia.
Oh,
No, I was at, like, some restaurant. And then they, like, stopped coughing. And then the mom was, like, started screaming help. And then one of my friends was like, she's an EMT.
Oh, my God.
And so then they all looked at me.
Mm. You're like, I have
so
no choice.
So then I went over there, and I just made up the Heimlich on this baby. Like, I was a basic.
You were
like
a lifeguard.
I'm like, I knew it. And, like, I knew it, but I just did it on this baby. And it worked.
Well, heck yeah.
And then the other time I tried to do it, he just became unresponsive.
Usually by the time we get to them in the ambulance, it's either out. If it's been in there this whole time, then they're
unresponsive. Yeah, I did the Heimlich on like an adult human one time, and we got like a couple licks in, and we did not get to the center of the Tootsie Pop. They instead became unresponsive. Can you imagine just being so obsessed with grapes
that it takes
even
you out?
Though you know that you're not allowed to eat them, like you have like you're banned from grapes because they'll kill you. You're still just like, yeah, give me them grapes.
That's terrifying.
That's you just described our entire life, Jane.
What?
I mean, not guys, think out of context. Not grapes, but just oppositional defiance.
Oh. Yeah. No, I have extreme oppositional defiance. So I guess you're right. If you told me that I could, under no circumstances, have grapes, I would immediately want all the grapes.
Y'all, this is a good one.
Okay.
It's so niche, but I love it. Would you rather run every call with your ex as your partner? Or be permanently assigned to the slowest station at your system.
Man, I'm running every call with my ex.
Yeah, you have good exes.
Yeah, they are. Right.
Yeah, they'd be good partners.
Like us for as a partner, yeah.
Yeah, like I don't think that Eagleville's worth it. I think that I would be like,
come on.
We good? And then we would run every call. Yeah, I would definitely choose my ex.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. Okay, would you rather be the only paramedic on a multi-casualty scene? Or would you rather be the only person who knows how to work a monitor on a double code scene?
Both have been. I've done both of those things.
Well, which one would you rather?
Do I have an AED?
No. You have two monitors and you have to work both of them between two patients.
Oh, I have got that.
That's
I'm
easy,
not worried.
Easy lemon squeezy.
All right.
As long as they're laying next to each other.
Yeah.
No, they're in separate rooms.
Well, no,
you
we're
have to run back and forth.
No,
we're you said I get to make it up.
We're dragging them into the same room.
Yeah, we're
room.
Moving them.
We're not working dual codes in separate rooms.
I know. Okay, this one is actually really good. Would you rather wear an unwashed uniform shirt for 3 shifts?
Oh, God.
That sounds like literal hell on earth to
me. I sometimes change, I will freak like, 3 times. Out. Especially in the summertime. I have so many uniforms in my locker in the summertime.
If I wear a uniform shirt for, 25 hours, I freak out.
Yeah.
I lose my mind. Or,
oh, no.
Ride in the passenger seat with someone who won't stop singing.
Honestly, that. Because they're not talking to me. They're just singing.
Yeah, but, like, they don't stop singing. For the whole shift, they're
guess
just
what?
Serenading you.
I will put
you.
My AirPods in.
I'll just
and possible.
Be smelly.
I don't want to be smelly.
Yeah, no,
I
really
get upset in the middle of my shift and have to change it.
It really does make me super duper uncomfortable, but I think that I'd probably smell bad in prison too, which is where I would end up
if somebody sang
to me all day long.
Okay, I understand.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, last one. Would you rather relive your worst rookie mistake or have your most awkward patient interaction go viral?
That one, because I'm constantly awkward on the internet, you know? But I don't know what my what's my worst rookie mistake. Oh, I know what it is, and it really wasn't rookie, and it shouldn't have been a mistake.
Yeah, I think
awkward
I'm going.
Awkward patient encounter. It's just awkward, right?
I'm going awkward patient encounter goes viral. It's not like I'm not losing my license over it, am I?
It's just awkward.
It's just awkward. Yeah, I don't know what my most awkward patient encounter is. I'm sure there's Menti.
I know.
That's what I'm saying. I can think of like 5 just from last shift.
I have the ones where I feel the most uncomfortable.
But they don't.
But I don't know that they do.
Well, I have a lot where I know that I'm not uncomfortable in any way, but I guarantee you the people around me are.
Yeah.
I don't know what I did, but they'll tell me later.
Yeah, you're like, oh, vibes are off.
Yeah.
No, I think mine's probably really uncomfortable, but I think my worst rookie mistake, like, I think it ended in, like, some, like, death. So I think that I don't want to do that again.
All right. I would agree. It's not ideal.
Not great. So I think I'll probably just, you know, be a weirdo.
All right. I'm never going to stop being a weirdo, so I'm fine with people knowing about it.
Me neither.
Would you rather?
Oh.
Yeah.
Jamie thought of some.
Would you rather do CPR, so run a code in a hoarder's house, or in the back of an ambulance with SO driving and 8 firefighters?
I have had SO Order's drive, house. And I've had several firefighters. I haven't had 8 firefighters. Where do we get
There's
so many 8. Firefighters?
You got an engine and a rescue coming to you.
That's a little ridiculous. Who's driving the rescue and the engine?
Oh, they're drivers. Well, all
so
the firefighters
there's 5
had
people
to,
on both
All
apparatus.
Of the firefighters had to be on the back. Yeah.
That's a lot.
Sweet honey baby child, we have Lucas devices now.
Oh,
put me in that hoarder house.
It broke.
Okay, well, never mind. That's a bit of a
still put me in the hoarder house.
Yeah.
Would you rather forget your jump bag or
like on the at the station or
yeah,
like
you left it at the station.
Okay.
And you were getting caught in the vortex. Or you cannot have caffeine for an entire shift.
Oh, forgot the bag.
You don't have any cardiac arrest drugs.
I will go into cardiac arrest if I don't.
I'm forgetting the jump bag.
Thank you guys for metaphorically and literally humoring us with this episode. It was super fun to do, especially in a job where our whole life is would you rather.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you for letting us live vicariously in a hypothetical situation, aka the Pod Lab.
Would you rather listen to another episode of this podcast or be lame? You decide.
You decide. This has been Life and Sirens, produced by 3 nerds trying to bring you content that you might actually care about.